In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, Brian Cranston can now add a new title to his resume, author. He's out with a new memoir called A Life in Parts, which is a series of short stories focused on his personal and professional life. The actor is best known for his role as meth kingpin Walter White in the television show Breaking Bad. He'll be at Seattle's Ben Arroyo Hall on Sunday night to read from his new book and to talk with writer Sherman Alexie. 88.5's Ariel Van Cleve spoke with Cranston about A Life in Parts ahead of that appearance, and she started with a little confession.
I needed to read the book rather quickly before I was going to talk with you, and I was thinking, oh no, there are a lot of pages in this book. But then as I was reading it, because it's a they're these little nuggets, you know? The fact that it is in these parts, and the book is called A Life in Parts, that focuses on your personal life, your professional life, of course, but one of those parts in particular, the moment when you realized that you wanted to be an actor, could you explain that moment to us?
So I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and I found, quite by accident, an aptitude for police work, and so I thought, well, that's where I was going to go. And then I had an experience in my second year in college in an acting class that spun me around again, and I realized, well, maybe police work wasn't the path for me. And I was confused, and I took a motorcycle trip with my brother. And it was on that trip when I was stranded on the Blue Ridge Parkway in Virginia because of rain, massive torrential rain. And one of the things that allowed me to pass the time, we were playing rummy with gin with each other and doing push-ups, and I was reading. And I had one book, a compilation of plays, and I happened to be reading Hedda Gabler, an Ibsen play, at the time, and I blasted through it. I remember at the end, when I was finishing the last page, I was leaning on my side, and I looked up, and it was night. It was dark. And I was leaning to catch the last little bit of light. And I realized at that moment that that's what I wanted to be a part of. I wanted to try to do something that I was falling in love with.
Well, then why don't we talk about what it is that you do? You know, you've taken on a lot of roles over the span of your career. You've been Hal, the dad from Malcolm in the Middle, obviously Walter White in Breaking Bad, but then also to the very real Lyndon B. Johnson in the Broadway play All the Way, which then became an HBO film. Is the preparation, is it different? Do you feel different responsibilities when you're playing those fictional people instead of a real person like Lyndon B. Johnson?
I do. The man who lived was notable enough for them to write a story about, or at least have him included in the greater scheme of the story. And you want to honor that. You want to be accurate as well, you know, when you're going to historical characters. And I really enjoy that. I love diving in. But there's an ulterior motive also for diving in to a character, and that's the constant invitation to have that character dive into you. When you first start a project and you're thinking about a character, he's outside of you. And the more research you do and the more you dwell on it, slowly but surely, you have to trust that that character will at some point just seep into your psyche. And then once he does, you got him.
What does that feel like when you just want to go home after the end of work and you want to go from Walter White to Bryan Cranston? Like, do you, or is there still like a little bit of overlap?
Well, they'll always be a part of Bryan in Walter and Walter White in Bryan Cranston. I had a little ritual whenever I was done with a character every day, especially Walter White or anything that was this harrowing. I would go into the makeup and hair trailer, and I would take some makeup remover, and I would wash my whole head, my bald head, and my face, and I'd take one hot towel, and I'd wrap it around my head, almost like a turban, and then I'd wrap the next one around my face and neck, and I would just sit in the chair and allow the toxins and the dirt and the hours just kind of lift.
Just drawing it out.
Yeah, just drawing it out,
yeah.
And it was also calming me down, and then I'd finish wiping it all off, take those clothes off, and put on my street clothes, and then I'm Brian, and that's the way to keep sane.
Mm. Well, the reason why we're talking is because you're actually going to be in Seattle. And the play All the Way was written by a Seattle playwright, Robert Shankin. It had its premiere here in the Pacific Northwest. You'll be having a conversation with writer Sherman Alexie during your appearance. And he grew up on the Spokane Indian Reservation. He's living in Seattle now. Do you have any other connections to Western Washington or Seattle or Washington as a whole, anything like that? I know you're a West Coast guy originally.
It's just an incredibly beautiful state. And I know Washingtonians don't want me to say that because there's too many people moving.
That's right. Shh, quiet.
Yeah, I get it. I often thought that it's probably better if Washington changed its name to, you know, Festering Scab. That's the name of the state. And then would want to move there. Oh, no, I'm not moving to Festering Scab. Oh, God, no. And then all the Washingtonians will snicker behind their back and go, it's working. Keep all the people, you know, don't want to overpopulate.
That's right.
But I love the nature of the area, this very artistic area and the green around the state. And it's just so beautiful. As short a time as I'm going to be there, I'm still looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite places.